Christmas, Trevor.
Yes, it'll be good to get a win just before Christmas, and hopefully the place is rocking here tomorrow.
How important is it to get that extra win and get that bigger break before you go into Christmas, being first or second?
Yeah, we worked really hard to get in a good position that we were in. Now we want to capitalise on the home court, so we've done a good two wins on the road, and now to get back in front of the Red Army just before Christmas would be a nice one to get.
But to get that break on Melbourne would be advantageous as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of games to go. There's still, well, we have 11 games to go, so a lot can still happen. But, yeah, you certainly want to, well, we're aiming for a top two position, and, you know, we know Melbourne's in that fight too.
They've got a few injury concerns at the moment. Are you expecting any surprises to this run with Casey now out and
Yeah, look, Melbourne are quality. You know, they've got a few injuries, but they've also got some talent. You know, Chris Golding is a great player, Trimble and Long, and McCarron can get going, Barlow can get going. You know, they're a quality team, so they've got, they're loaded with talent.
What have you really been focusing on this week? What's the big thing you want to improve on before you go on this Christmas break?
Yeah, we just got in a good rhythm with each other out on the court. We're starting to have that group intelligence out there and feeding off each other on the defensive end and offensive end. So that's a part of us to keep developing as a team. And I like where we've been doing that the last 2-3 weeks.
You've sort of mentioned in a few post-game press conferences some of your disappointments in the players' defence and coming together like that. Do you feel like that's coming to fruition now? Have you put enough pressure on it?
Yeah, look, on the road we had some good second half, you know, holding Cairns I think to 15 points in the last quarter, and they got 6 of that in the last 30 seconds, so we've made really big strides on the defensive end, and we've still got to continue. This league is very, very talented with some great guys that can score, and Melbourne's really going to test our defence.
Coming back for his first game from injury?
Yeah, Wani is really good. It's been a long road for Wani. He gets his first game as a professional athlete. He's worked really hard. He's missed the first 17 games, but I think the last 11 are going to be really good for him, so I can't wait for him to get out there.
And how many minutes are you sort of expecting to play him, or will he just be if you need him, or what sort of the game plan?
Yeah, it's probably just gently as it goes. He hasn't played at this level since last year as a development player, so the speed of the game is going to dictate that, so we'll throw him out there, see how he handles it, and if he does well, he'll stay a bit longer. But we also know that we're building him up towards to full health.
And dropped a couple here at the Jungle. How important is it to get that sort of, not respect back from the crowd, but that, you know, that cold environment, I suppose?
Yeah, well, there's nothing better than playing in the Red Army in front of 14,000 fans, and hopefully they're got the Christmas spirit going on and they're loud and boisterous, because it's a great advantage to have, and it'll be a nice one to get just before Christmas.